T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the studios at WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Fran Susser on the Fan on this Tuesday, the 10th day of September. And I don't think you could have two teams faster. Could they ever be quicker to turn the page than the Jets and Giants want to be from this week one? The Giants answering any questions about the debacle in Dallas and their defense or lack thereof. And the Jets, who had just so many things go wrong in a game that Buffalo put on a silver platter and the Jets couldn't take. As we said to you yesterday, when a team is -4 on the road, their chances of winning are so slim, it's almost incalculable. That's how small it is. But the Jets made that very possible for the Bills. Now, last week, we spent a lot of time, at least I did, here talking about the fact that I just didn't trust the kicking situation, and I was shocked that the head coach felt comfortable with it. Maybe he didn't, and he just was putting up a brave front. I don't know. You know, a great coach told me years and years ago, I never forget this statement that he told me, and it was, never take the foot out of football. Never, ever forget special teams. Don't ever forget kicking. Don't ever forget covering kicks. It's a third of the game, special teams, and a lot of head coaches spend woefully little time thinking about it. And if they don't have a good special teams coach, it will come back to cost them not one, but multiple ball games. And that was the case in week one. It wasn't the only reason the Jets lost, but it was a major reason the Jets lost. As I said to you yesterday, if Mosley didn't get hurt, and right now we don't know if he'll play this week, they win that game. He was the best player on the field. They win that game. They could not compensate for him when he left the game in week one. He's got a groin issue. I don't know if he'll play this week or not. We'll wait and see how that unfolds. We don't know if Williams will play either this week. We'll have to wait on that too. But again, we'll see as we get later in the week. But the Jets now have a new kicker. He is the lightly experienced Sam Ficken, who in a brief cameo with the Rams has been 3-for-6 on field goals and 14-for-15 on PATs. So that is your new kicker. You have a new kicker in week one, which means they completely screwed it up. You heard the coach get testy when it was asked about it. You know, that he, you know, that, yeah, you know, it's on me and everything else. He went after his team pretty hard. You know, that's his M.O. Gage's M.O. is that he takes no prisoners, that he goes after his players, he goes after anybody in earshot. It's not about him, it's about everybody else, and that has been his M.O. as a head coach. And he's not afraid to go after star players, he's not afraid to go after anybody, and he creates a lot of enemies. And we'll see how things advance in that regard. This is an enormously big week two for the Jets. And you don't want to make too much out of the early part of the season. We all make way too much out of week one. We all do. We talk about it all the time. It is without question a fact that we all put too much emphasis on week one. But when you open the schedule with two home games, as the Jets are doing, and if you should lose both those games, you are now down two games as far as home road. You're already 0-2. And the biggest factor, without question, one of the two or three biggest factors in the entire NFL season is when you get an opponent. When you're reeling and you need a win, okay, do you have a team that's just ready made to order? I never forget this fact that 1 year the Pats on the Parcells got off to a tough start, and they were 0-2, and they had Arizona in week three. And they clobbered Arizona in week three and went on their merry way. And I always thought that if they'd had the wrong team at that time, it would have been 0-3, and then you're reeling and you don't know if you're going to ever get it back. Who you play in those weeks when you need a win is so important. And you can't open 0-4 or 5. And if you look at the Jets, they have the Browns on Monday night. And I just watched three fools, I won't say who they are, actually spend time on whether Odell would wear a watch this week. I mean, that, you see, that's where Odell turns a lot of the media into clowns. Because he gets them to talk about things like this. Instead of talking about the Browns committing 18 penalties or having turnovers or just laying an enormous egg in week one, they're worried about whether Odell's going to wear a watch on Monday night. Okay, who the hell cares if he wears a watch? The watch company and Odell, whatever he's getting paid. That's where that's who cares. But that's the stupid stuff that we put up with now. Nobody cares. Nobody should care. And Odell laughs all the way to the bank and he makes you care. But here's the Browns who were just awful at home in week one. They're coming in week two, and if the Jets don't beat the Browns, they're looking at week three in New England, week four after the bye in Philadelphia, fourth game for them, fifth week they play have a bye in week three, after week three. But then comes Philly, and then comes a home game with Dallas. They could be looking at 0-5. Pats look great in week one, so you go to Foxborough where, you know, Belichick just, he can't wait to get his hands on the Jets every season. And then a trip to Philly after that. And then Dallas in your building where they'll buy up more than half the tickets after that. So this could turn very ugly very quickly. So it's not an overreaction to say the Jets desperately need to win this home game. You know, you start the season with two games on the road, and at least you're saying to yourself, hey, we haven't played a home game yet. You start the season 0-2 with two home games. You've already screwed up a part of your schedule that you can't get back. And then you're looking on a couple of weeks on the road. Giants get to come home. They tried to, again, everybody who loses tries to level it off. It's only 1 week. You know, last year we didn't make the playoffs and we won in week one. Don't overreact. And of course, you don't want to be foolish about overreacting to week one. But you know what? When the next week comes along and things don't get better, then you have a reason to worry. The Bills come back to New York after a very happy trip here. And to show you just how bad the Giants are right now, Buffalo is favored against the Giants. That in itself is enough of an indictment to just make Giant fans sick. That the fact in there, the Giants are in their own building in their home opener, and they are an underdog to the Buffalo Bills. That speaks volumes about where the Giants are in this league right now. They are underdog to even the Jets were favored over the Buffalo Bills. The Giants are underdogs at home to the Buffalo Bills. Does that matter to the players? No, of course not. But think about what, in terms of prestige, where you are, that you're underdog in week two to the Buffalo Bills. That's how bad it is. But that's how bad that defense looked. And remember, the Giants now are 8-25 in their last 33 games. And it doesn't get much worse than that. 8-25. And we saw absolutely nothing. So while the Jets were looking for somebody who could make a kick, the Giants were looking for somebody with a pulse on defense, who can get to the quarterback, who could make a tackle, who could cover a route. Anything would be an improvement over what we saw. Because what we saw was a defense that was just so bad, it was scary. So the Jets and Giants, all they want to do is think about, we're on to week two. We're on to week two. But you know what? Week two becomes week four in a hurry around here. So when you're 0-1, you're trying to get a win. And if you don't get a win against the Buffalo Bills at home, then when are you getting a win? That's why that was such a bad loss. And if Buffalo comes in and sweeps the New York teams. Well, they're a New York team too, so then they own New York. And the fact that if the Jets and Giants open the season having both at home lost to the Bills, this football season is obviously not headed in the right direction. Yankees, we'll get to them. And Paxton, the Yankees now have a reason to be more confident in October because of the way Paxton has pitched. 7 wins in his last 7 starts and a strikeout, many more strikeouts than innings pitched. A whip under 1. So now you have Tanaka and Paxton 1-2 in October. So you have him pitching well as they head towards October. Alonso continues his amazing season with 2 more home runs last night. He leads the majors with 47 on his way to 50 in an historic season. And obviously Syndergaard has, you know, once again shot his mouth off, which is, you know, par for the course. Which is why for a long time I just have not been a Syndergaard fan, you know, which is not a secret. Just because he has too much to say and doesn't do enough on the mound. Pitch better. Talk less. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.